Welcome to Travel Writers Radio. If you're new to our show, we'd love to have you there. And welcome back to those of you who tune in live at this time on a Wednesday to Melbourne's J-Air 87.8 FM. The show is produced and presented by members of Palette, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. Thanks for sharing your time with us. I'm your host, Graeme Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graeme. Hi, everyone.
Now, we're coming to you from a state of emergency that's also been declared a state of disaster, with police given even more powers to issue fines ranging from $160 to $10,000 to individuals for breaches of restrictions, which not only require us to all wear masks outside, but to stay within 5 kilometres of home if we want to go shopping, or visit a doctor or pharmacy, or exercise. And now we've also got a curfew running from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. I don't know, no one's ever experienced this, or a lot of us haven't. There's not much more to say except that we are obeying the new restrictions. We're broadcasting from our home offices, Rita on her side of the city and me on mine. Now, if you'd like to get in touch, just email us info@travelwritersradio.com. We do appreciate your comments and your support. We see that on Facebook, on SoundCloud, Instagram, also on Twitter, where thankfully we've got thousands of followers, and that's at Travel Writers Radio. That's one word. Rita.
Tonight on the show, we've a range of interesting stories to entertain and inform. Graeme Kemlow speaks with our resident wine expert, Tyson Stelzer, about the multiple disasters that are affecting Australia's wine industry. A multi-year drought, the unprecedented summer of bushfires across the country, and finally, the coronavirus. As usual, Tyson also has some wine tips. Our US-born nomadic reporter Kristen Henning may not be able to travel far right now, but she has a story this week on an American woman who set off in 2009 to teach English in Spain. And now she's married to a Spaniard, and she has a food blog and runs a food tour company in 8 European cities. Nicole Ress is part of a family dynasty in hospitality in Melbourne, which saw Collins Street adopt the persona of French sidewalk cafes, initially by the Ress Oriental Hotel, and the Paris end of Collins Street became quite a destination for society types and bankers from down the street. I spoke to Nicole about her family's legacy.
And in our second hour tonight, our intrepid and footloose reporter, Carolyn Jasinski, takes a 3-night cruise along Australia's mighty Murray River aboard the 1,500-ton paddle-wheeler Murray Princess. We speak with the CEO of Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, normally a hive of activity here in one of the world's most productive meetings and events cities. But MCEC is completely closed, and the sharks are circling, well, in the nicest possible way. Peter King explains the sharks and his organisation's inclusive and interesting new planning initiative happening right now in real time in Melbourne. And I talked to Tracy Sinovas-Prosser, CEO of Destination Perth, about the impact of COVID-19 on the place they call the world's most isolated capital. It's a description they're probably happy to bear, given the outbreak in Melbourne, more than 3,400 kilometres to the east. That's all coming up tonight in Travel Writers Radio, here until 7 p.m. on Melbourne's J-Air 87.8 FM.